How's that for some banging indie tunes?
Shit Disco with their track Dream of Infinity. They're coming to Melbourne tomorrow, Julius, for DJ Tour.
I will be there.
I'm so excited.
There. Really?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually
sound excited.
I'm fucking excited.
Okay, yeah, let's do an exercise, right?
Okay.
It's Fox FM. You won tickets to fucking Eminem.
Okay.
Do your little scream.
Oh my god, I can't believe I won! Oh, thank you so much, Matt and Joe. Oh yeah.
Is that good enough?
Yep. Well, that was so pointless. But talking about pointless, Tom, I realize that you've got a lot of family issues and problems
When was this an issue? Tom, don't deny it.
Don't deny it. You've got huge family problems. And you know what? Therapy costs a lot of money. And
it does.
Think this show,
yeah.
the opportunity to talk about, you know, your family issues. Because, you know, I think you're really depressed. You're really depressed at the moment. And, you know, I just want to talk about them. Go through them.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't noticed that.
Okay, so your brother got cancer. I'm sorry.
What?
No, he's got cancer. Don't.
When did this?
Why are you in denial?
When did this happen?
It was a week ago. He called me first. I don't know if he told you, but he's like, Julius, what should I do? So I thought, I'll tell Tom. Your brother's got cancer.
Oh, good God.
And I just want to make it better for you. And just a pledge to the people out there, maybe you're listening, maybe you think Tom's brother has got cancer, right? Shouldn't laugh about it.
This is a bad segment.
Bad segment. Just please, if you can help out, and that's what we want to do. We want to help out to help your brother. Maybe you're a sex worker. You know, maybe want to make Tom's brother feel better.
Yes.
What are some of the other services that people can provide to Tom's brother who has cancer?
What the fuck?
Because I hear he's very needy at the moment. Chemo costs a lot. Maybe
there's the sex slave. We need someone to cook. We need a new cook, like a chef. What else is the garden? Just unruly. I need someone to come and just mow lawns.
I know. All in the name of Tom's brother who's got cancer. Yes. Now he's doing it very tough. He's been talking to me a lot. I don't know if he's been talking to you.
No, he hasn't. I haven't seen him in 6 years.
Having a lot of social issues. He's saying that even you're just a shit brother, that you're not helping out.
Well,
one time he said, could you please change the channel for me? My arm is so sore because of the cancer. Can't do it. And you told him to get effed.
This is not...
What's the deal? Why did you do that, huh?
I didn't. I can't.
You did.
I did not.
I can't believe you, man.
I'd never say that to someone that had cancer. Fuck, get fucked.
Jesse, you just said it then.
No,
I'm going to record
it.
Show your brother. Screwed, okay? And your mum, right? I know you're having a lot of financial issues, okay? She couldn't afford to buy a pack of cigs.
Yeah,
pack
she
a
did.
Day.
Yep.
She's getting real angry. I mean, how does she react to this?
She just goes out and she brings home just lots of dudes and they just have massive orgies.
On the couch.
Just in the middle of the living room. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to watch How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I know. And then you're thinking,
I'm like, well, that's my mom just like getting
And it's just, you know, it's during the
this
often...
is fucked up. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
During the Saturday night, you know, family movie, you're around the couch and your mum's just making out with some dude. What's with that? That's dodgy. We're gonna fix your issues, okay?
Of course I have issues.
I'm saying we're going to do an intervention, okay? Doing an intervention. We're going to kick down the door. Going to confront her cheetah style.
Oh, wow.
Right, we're going to come in. Hey, no, Tom's been, you know, he doesn't enjoy, like it when you're making out with a guy next to you.
When he's trying to watch Rugrats.
What? Rugrats?
Rugrats is awesome.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Rugrats. I hated Rugrats
you're
as a kid.
You're a fucking idiot.
I'm a fucking idiot. Talking about fucking idiots, your dad. He's been getting on the liquor.
Yes, he has. He's been drinking himself to death on pulses.
What are pulses? I'm sorry, my alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Not
it's,
up to scratch.
It's energy drink and vodka. It's like Smirnoff.
It's like
a cruiser in a can, essentially.
Is that your dad's attempt at trying to hang out with the young people, trying to relate to you?
Yeah, well, he does go to the park a lot now.
Yes.
I'm not sure why.
Because I think the main issue
He bought a white van as well, which is
really?
Odd. I don't know why I did that.
A lot of screaming in the back.
He works at a candy store. He's just gone down
legit.
A bad road.
Yeah, he gave up his good-paying financial job, accountant, to do candy.
Yep.
He's never liked candy.
No,
I don't understand.
Suddenly, he gives it away.
Yeah.
I go down, I say, hey, Dad, and then I just see him.
Why you got a big sack?
He's giving them, like, just giving kids candy. Although, he's like Santa Claus.
Wow, he's always drooling a lot, too. He grew a beard. What's that? That's just weird.
I think he got hit in the head.
And you know, I think I've been stalking you. Let's be honest. I've been outside your house trying to figure out the problems with Tom's life.
Yeah.
Because you're a pussy. Won't talk about it. I got to intervene. I got to intervene, okay, and fix your life. And I think the main issue with you and your dad is you're not connecting. You're not connecting. I mean,
well, what do you suggest I do, Julius?
Well, a bit of content.
My dad's a pedophile.
Maybe you should go pedophile with him.
I don't
Some
want to.
Father-son bonding
That's
time.
That's bullshit.
What do you mean? Come on, it could be fun. You've never tried it. How do you know?
I have tried it, and I got arrested.
That's the problem. You're getting caught, okay? That's your number one issue. You got to fix that, okay? You got to dress normally. And, you know, maybe you can work something out with your dad. But I'm thinking maybe that's why he's doing the alco pops. He's trying to relate to you.
Yeah, he's trying to get down to my level. Him. But at the same time, like when he comes home and he's got like 3 12-year-old boys with him, that's just the house is too busy.
And your mum's making out.
There's too many people in the house.
I know.
Now, I can't relax.
What's the relationship between mum and dad? What's that like? Is it shaky?
I think it's shaky. Shaky at best.
Yeah. How about the dinner table? Is there a lot of kind of passing? We don't have a dinner table.
Our dinner table got like taken away by, you know, like that show,
Repo,
Operation Repo, or whatever, on 7/8.
Antiques Roadshow.
That was us.
Okay.
They came in. They took our TV and our
took James. Even though we had cancer, took James. I think he's in Bangkok right now, working at a bar somewhere.
This is fucked up.
What? Come on, Tom. You got to be. Let's be honest. You got to come out with your issues. Now, Tom, I've booked you for rehab. Don't know why rehab.
For rehab?
I've just booked you for rehab.
Why?
Or some Okay, I've booked you to a Christian cult. All right.
Okay.
And we're going to get you sorted. Okay. And just hang in there. If you'd like to send Tom a nice message,
please do. The text line is non-existent.
But we do have a Facebook page on facebook.com/faptac.
Please, just drop us a wall post. Why not?
And maybe if you like to help Tom, because he's having... Maybe you're a counsellor. Maybe you know you've been through these issues. Maybe you're like Tom. You're in the same situation.
Yeah,
your brother's got cancer.
Mum's a whore. Dad's a pedophile. And my brother has cancer, apparently.
And your parents, your grandparents trying to hit on you now. Well, that's a new bombshell. I was going to do that after the break, but we're going to cut to a small song. And we're just really sympathizing with you. You know, we're going to get you on the circle, but we know your views on Chrissy Swan.
I'd end up trying to have sex with her, just straight up. But this is Oh Ye Denver Birds with their track, I Believe in Love, Kid. And welcome back to... Julius, what's the show called?
Don't you know?
No, I've forgotten.
Yeah, it's bullshit, man. I know the name of your show.
What is it?
Stay Gold. okay, so this show... If you're wondering,
it's the
people in the real world.
If you've tuned in for the next show, which we don't know what it is, welcome to the Fat-tacular 1 hour special.
Yeah,
and so you've missed the hour pretty much. So fuck you.
Yeah, what is this shit, man? We do a good show.
Exactly. Okay. If you're into prog rock, then congratulations. But we're just comedy. We apply to everybody.
If you're into failing at life, listen to Pruru, whatever it's called.
Pruru. Prog rock?
I was saying a stupid voice. So they make the association, stupid voice, stupid show, don't
listen. Yeah, but you weren't
to
really pronunciating anything.
Oh, that's the point. Okay.
They don't know what it was. Were you trying to do another accent?
That was my Jackie Chan. Haro.
Holy fuck, you're so bad.
No, see, here's the problem. You know why it's so bad? Because bad. You've got to have confidence. That's what it's about.
No, but it's actually bad.
No, but the people can make up their own mind.
It's bad. That's bad. Everyone would say it's general. I'm going to go out.
No,
I'm going to go out and get a general consensus of everyone from this fucking center and
come back to you.
And then I'm going to go...
Now, Tom,
no swearing.
No, we're not swearing.
We've been swearing all show.
No, we haven't. Listen.
Yes, we have.
Listen here, shit cunt. Listen here.
We've never dropped the C-bomb on the show.
Well, I just did. Listen.
Oh, damn.
You know what the problem is, right? You're arrogant.
I'm not arrogant.
No, the people can make up their own mind where they think... They can.
You're supposed to, I'm not telling them. I'm saying that I think you are shit at
don't
accents.
Don't say that because that makes them think it's shit.
It is shit.
But it's not. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying they can make up their own mind as to whether they think it's
shit.
They're
going to say it's shit.
From now on,
everyone is going to say it's shit.
Shut up. You're gonna say night. No, you're just gonna ignore it. Okay.
No, I'm not gonna ignore it.
Make me sad. I feel sad, man.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm gonna do an accent. You're not gonna say a thing. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'll do an accent.
Haro, Peter Chow here. sorry. I'm sorry. Don't say anything, Tom.
Oh, that was just,
say, no.
That was
no.
so shit.
No, fuck.
I'm
no.
not staying silent. Tom, you are horrible at accents.
You can't say negative things. We support each other, okay?
You don't support right. me. You just said you made up a story about my brother having cancer before. Tom. Where's the all support? Right.
Tom. Yeah, I'm super, yeah, that's the whole segment. We're supporting, no, you wasn't supporting your family. All right. So, we're going to try that again.
Okay.
You're not going to say anything bad, okay?
Okay, I won't say anything.
Give me an accent.
Just do whatever. Just do anything. Whatever your favorite accent, I know it's
gonna
is.
Be, every time I think Indian, okay, that's going to be shit. Chinese, that's going to be shit. Oh, hello. What you want? What you want? Hello. I help you. I help you buy the dim sim. Wait, don't say a thing.
What? Okay, just out of curiosity, what was that accent? Like, what were you trying?
I think it was Chinese.
You think?
Some racist. Okay.
Like, maybe you get your shit together, man.
I swear, they're a lot funnier in the shower. Okay. But there's so much pressure on the radio. It's like, you got to perform. You got to do a good accent.
The only accent I've ever enjoyed of yours was John Howard's.
Well, hello. My name is John Winston Howard. Of course, they pay me per second. Of course, they're not paying me. So, F you, people at Monash. Right. FCUK, that brand.
It's French Connection.
French losers. Of course, we don't support the French. We hate the French, don't we, Tom?
Fucking French.
Baguettes. More like baguettes.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Leaning Tower of, who gives a shit? Now,
did not pick up that I said something that was in Italy instead of France.
Yeah, well, who's you the just, uncultured bastard yeah, you, on the show?
You.
Of course, me. I can do accents, okay?
No, that's you can close, do that. That's not
as
cultured
at
all.
As this show's going to get.
Not cultured.
Now, just before we go off, I just want to apologize for last week's show. If you were listening, me and Tom,
oh,
we
yeah,
weren't exactly
we
coordinated.
Look,
we didn't really know
I'll be
what
honest,
was
we didn't eat anything. Like, at all.
Blood sugar levels are important. And we
underestimated
yeah,
and if you did tune in halfway and you thought, wow, these guys are incredibly high, we weren't. That's for the end of season show.
Oh,
we'll be
yes.
getting high, drunk. I'm going to do a line of cocaine before coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, getting high. Well, no, when I said high, I thought you meant like heroin just straight.
Oh,
smack.
Sorry. Well, yeah, okay. You can do some smack if you want.
Will. You don't need to tell me. I will do it.
Oh, you'll do it?
Yeah. It's nasty. See, I can't say it because then the police are going to be here. And then I'm going to have to, you know, flush down the toilet or whatever. Swallow it.
Swallow it.
It's like, I've got no evidence.
There's
you
a toilet in
can't.
Here anyway.
I'll
swallow,
makeshift.
Man, you
makeshift
swallow those
one.
Drugs, you'll probably die.
Yeah, well, I paid a lot of money for them, Tom. I'm stingy Asian.
I ain't going to waste it.
I'd so do. Imagine how good would that be?
What?
Police about to come, you've got like an ounce or whatever, oh. 28 grams of marijuana. It's like, I'll just try and smoke it all. Of course, we don't condone
drugs. I don't think that works.
At all.
That would take too long.
No, what? No, but
to
yeah,
set it
true.
All on fire at
or
once.
Or just eat it raw.
It's still a lot of drugs to
Tom,
eat.
Do you want to go to jail? Do you want to go to jail?
No, I don't. I'd rather just put it right.
I'd rather live, Julius.
I'd just stick it up my arse.
Oh, Tom.
Just keep it up there.
Would you shit it out and sell it to school children? But we're going to cut to the end.
The
and
end.
I just want to say, if you'd like to join the Facebook page, we'd be greatly appreciative. Facebook.com/FAPTAC.
Or if you enjoy We Talk You Die, which is what we do, just do that. Do the exact same thing, but instead of the fat tack, put We Talk You Die.
Or if you enjoy a band called Tribe Called Quest, keep it rolling. Here on Swinburne. No.
Radio Monash. Fap on.
Hey, yo, swing.